You know, any given day, you look up and you say, man, there's so much going on. By the way, just as an aside, before we get into more serious conversations, my bracket exploded about two games in. It's not been doing particularly well ever since. You know, you pick some upsets, they don't happen, things fall apart. Teams that should win, like, I don't know, teams that should win sometimes don't. You know, Yale wins one, destroys people's brackets. North Carolina State wins, destroys people's brackets. You know, and Houston and Purdue both survive. Lucky for them. All right, more serious topics now. More serious topics. China says collapsing real estate giant Evergrande. Huge company in China, by the way. Overstated its revenue by $78 billion. In China, that might get you shot. Yeah. $78 billion. China's Security Regulatory Agency announced today that it had banned the founder of real estate giant Evergrande from the securities market and accused the company of a $78 billion fraud. Completely unlike what's happening to Donald Trump today, where they're trying to demand he pay $500 million for a bond so he can appeal the outrageous ruling against him in a civil action for fraud, which there were, well, no victims. They sued him for fraud on loans. Loans that were repaid in full, many, not only on time, but early. Loans were repaid early. And now they're trying to confiscate his property. Could happen today. Donald Trump did say, however, that he has $500 million in cash, does he? But here's the problem with that, by the way. I'll get back to Evergrande. But here's the problem with the $500 million they're trying to extort, which is a better word for what's happening with Donald Trump. It takes that money out of circulation for him to run his campaign, and they know that. You take $500 million away from somebody, it restricts their ability to campaign for president. He is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. If the election were held today, he would win in a walkaway because he would win all seven swing states, two of which aren't swing states, North Carolina, where I'm sitting, and Georgia, just a few miles south of me. Neither are swing states currently. Trust me, I was out last night talking to people, and this is not a swing state. This is a place that is fed up with the same things that you're fed up with. Problem with the border, watching these people overrun guards. Problem with going to the grocery store and paying the bill. Looking at the price of gasoline headed up towards $4 a gallon again. What's Joe Biden going to do to game that system before November? Because he will, the Democrats will try to figure out a way to game the system of gasoline. They won't go after Iran right now, because if they did, it would raise the price of gas, and they won't do that. But back to this thing with Donald Trump, $500 million. $500 million that he has to come up with. And this is a clear violation of the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution, because by the time he runs through the appeal and wins, which is likely, the damage has already been done. They're trying to force him to fire sale his properties, not sell his properties, but sell it out on a fire sale to get enough money to cover his bond. Otherwise, they're going to seize his property. Completely inappropriate, completely wrong on every level. We'll see how that plays out throughout the day. We'll probably be talking about that at length tomorrow, because either he puts up the bond or he doesn't. And not even allowed to appeal. $500 million, anyhow. Let's see. Evergrande was China's largest and most reliable corporation, fueling a boom in real estate that has since collapsed for the most part. It led many middle-class Chinese to invest in the construction of new homes. Evergrande, a similar company, never built those homes. Never built. $78 billion they said they had built didn't happen. As a result, home buyers stopped paying their mortgages in protests beginning in 2022, and protests began occurring in some of the regions most affected by those failures. Just a classic fraud. They took the money, said they were going to build houses, did not, just took the money, right? Real estate market's failures, coupled with significant damage to China's manufacturing and small business sectors as a result of the brutal zero COVID lockdowns. China's having, you don't hear this, but China's having real issues right now with its economy. China's having real issues right now with its economy. Evergrande, believed to have over $300 billion in liabilities, making it one of the most indebted companies in the world. In January, a court in Hong Kong ordered the corporation to liquidate. The Chinese Communist Party disappeared its founder, Huai Kak-yan, in September, placing him under police control at an unknown designated location. He just disappeared. Welcome to China. Where'd he go? Don't know. Didn't see him. And I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. After his disappearance, Chinese police raided the offices of Evergrande. See, the reason I tell you this is that Evergrande and big companies like this attract investment from around the world. And a collapse of this nature has ripple effect, economically speaking, around the world. And so as you look at Evergrande having a collapse, it means it could impact us here. And with our economy, as fragile as it is, it means we could face some issues here, is my point. All right, so speaking of gasoline, which and the economy in general, and I want to get to this story, and I will in more detail, and that is Republican leaders just mad as hell, frankly, at Janet Yellen over $110 billion energy tax increase. They're going after energy companies. While they're trying to push EVs that nobody wants, they're attacking energy companies as well. Meanwhile, the price of gas on the rise. In Michigan, $3.57. Nationally, $3.54. And they continue to go up. Last week, $3.46 nationally. A month ago, $3.26. And a year ago, $3.44. So we're higher than we were a year ago, a month ago, a week ago, and yesterday. We're higher across the board. So gas prices continue to go up. Diesel is down a little bit, 3 cents. But still, diesel was $4.25 a year ago. It's $4.04 today. Diesel a little bit better, but gasoline, the thing that powers America, is, well, on the rise. You probably knew that. Let's see where oil prices are today, just for the sake of discussion. Oil on the rise. West Texas Intermediate, $81. It's been in the mid-70s for a while. I haven't looked at this in a bit. So if oil's on the rise, West Texas Intermediate, Brent and Murban crude all on the rise, 85 and 85 for the last two. Natural gas sitting flat. So, strong demand continues to prop up oil prices. And I'm going to get to that attack by Janet Yellen. And the Biden administration raising taxes, going after you again. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Everyone knows the next medical crisis is also just around the corner, whether it's a tick bite or something much more serious. The next medical crisis could come in the form of a pandemic or some outbreak. You're seeing measles break out. You see these things from people coming across the border. Who knows what the next disease is going to be, but you need to be prepared with the wellness company. The wellness company, doctors like Peter McCullough put this group together, and they put together special emergency kits. By the way, if you missed this, the FDA removed all restrictions and bad information about ivermectin. It's all been removed from the internet now. All these terrible things. Oh, it's a horse dewormer. No, ivermectin is one of the safest drugs in human history. It's all gone now. But these kits have ivermectin, antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics. Everything you need in case of emergency is there, plus a 20-page book that explains how to use it. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. Get a kit on the way and save 10% using that promo code Gruber, twc.health/Gruber.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9400.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.